brought to you by Penguin.
Metamorphosis, A Life in Pieces, by Robert Douglas Fairhurst, read by Peter Caulfield. The chapters of this book are in descending numerical order. These fragments I have shored against my ruins. T.S. Eliot, The Wasteland. Chapter 42. Falling. It was a day like any other until the trapdoor opened. We all have trapdoors in our lives. Sometimes we hear the hollow sound of our feet treading on the wood and jump off just in time. We diffuse the argument with a joke. We swerve to prevent the traffic accident that would have left our car crumpled up like a giant tin can. But sometimes we are unlucky enough to be on the trapdoor when the lever is pulled. We remain frozen in midair for a fraction of a second, like Wile E. Coyote running off a cliff, and then we plummet. My own trapdoor was hidden in the consulting room of an Oxford neurologist. Time, an ordinary morning in October 2017. Place, an ordinary room full of anonymous office furniture and the musty smell of old potpourri. Through the window I could glimpse a flat, grey sky and a few dead leaves scurrying for cover. The neurologist had been recommended to me as an expert in her field, which meant that it would be all the more reassuring when she told me I had nothing to worry about. False alarm. Glad to set your mind at rest. Good luck with your next book, and so on. I sat down opposite her as she frowned at some notes and gave her an encouraging smile. After the usual thanks for coming, thanks for seeing me pleasantries, she paused for a moment, as if taking the mental equivalent of a deep breath, and then looked me in the eye. I'm going to come right out with it, she said. I think you have multiple sclerosis. There was a creak of wood, the sharp click of a sliding bolt, and then nothing but the sensation of rushing air. Chapter 41. Metamorphosis. Rewind a couple of months. The reason I'd originally found myself sitting in a hospital consulting room had seemed embarrassingly trivial at the time. After going for a long walk in August, on the way home I'd noticed that my legs had started to behave rather oddly. They felt heavy and badly coordinated, and by the time I reached my front door I was shuffling along like an old man in carpet slippers. The next day I made an appointment with my GP, assuming that he'd diagnosed something straightforward like an iron deficiency, or maybe just the slow creep of middle age. Instead, a flicker of concern passed across his face. "Hmm," he said, and referred me on to a local neurologist. A week later, she put me through a set of standard tests, all of which I passed with flying colours. Looking a bit puzzled, she suggested I leave her office and walk around for half an hour. When I returned, it was obvious that the old man in carpet slippers had once again taken over the lower half of my body. "Hmm," she said. The next stage was a scan in an MRI magnetic resonance imaging scanner, a large plastic tube that looked a bit like a space-age tanning booth, in which I was instructed to remain absolutely still for half an hour while hidden machinery rhythmically banged and whirred around me, using strong magnetic fields and radio waves to produce images in the form of thin slices taken through my brain and spine. Then I did it again. This time, after a contrast dye had been injected into my bloodstream to reveal any hidden areas of inflammation. It was a boring but painless hour or so, and for most of it I felt rather as I imagined a baby might in the womb, assuming its mother enjoyed listening to techno music at ear-splitting volume. An interesting experience, I reflected, but surely a waste of everybody's time. Back in the neurologist's office, as the October wind continued to whip the leaves around outside, I was given the results of my scans. Doctors are known to take different approaches to delivering bad news.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?